702.
This weekend.
I had noticed that the name Winnie was beginning to be forgotten by even my family. Everything was Mandela's wife. I became a nobody. And I had grown up in Pondoland. I had walked tall from my background, from my grandmother and my people of Pondoland, who are a very, very proud, proud ethnic group, a group that is known as warriors in the country. And I wanted it known that it was Winnie Mandela and not Mandela's wife. And I will show them that women are going to bring about change in South Africa. And we did.
Oh, she certainly did in our country. Talking now about The Cry of Winnie Mandela. It's showing at the Market Theatre. It's on from Saturday until the 21st of next month. Winnie Madikizela Mandela, considered by many to be the mother of the nation. Joining us is the writer of the play, The Cry of Winnie Mandela, Alex Berger. Hi, Alex. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, tell us, what's it all about? We heard a bit of a snippet there from Mawini herself, but what's the play all about? The Cry of Winnie Mandela.
Yeah, and I think she said it best, a warrior not to be forgotten. So the play is an adaptation of the novel by Njibulo Ndebele, a beloved novel that he wrote about 20 years ago. And it's the story of a man. We actually put him in the play. He got to write a play about Winnie, and I got to write a play about him. Yeah. We put him in the play, and he's struggling, thinking about Winnie. You know, she is the mother of the nation. Many of us revere her. She's also a complicated woman. We're still trying to make sense of her. He's thinking about her, writing about her, and all of a sudden these four women show up into his mind, into his life. And these are four women also in waiting. And they're waiting because their husband went overseas, or their husband's in jail or exiled, or their husband's there and fooling around. And these women kind of take over the story and tell the story of their lives, the story of everyday South African women who've lived through everything we've lived through, but from their perspective. And they talk about Winnie, and then eventually she hears their cries and she walks in and answers them.
Oh, who plays Winnie? Now, this is a difficult one because people have tried, some have succeeded, but who plays Winnie?
Nambita Mpumlwana, who is just a legend of an actor, and she's fantastic.
Oh.
And she channels Winnie. She really does.
Yeah. What period are we talking about? Are we talking about when Madiba's incarcerated? What are the years?
You know, that's a really, really great question, because in some ways it starts in the 80s during the time of apartheid, but I think partly under the direction of Momo Matsunyane, who's a phenomenal young director, she's also made it very present. So it's also a present about women, about South Africa today, because lots of us are still waiting. We're waiting for the dream of South Africa to be fulfilled. We're waiting for our RDP house, waiting for our service delivery, things like that. So it's both set a long time ago and it's set right now.
Right, so therefore, what are some of the issues that you are bringing to the fore? And I say this because you're right, we do have many problems. I could open up the lines for another 3 hours and people would phone in. So what issues do you cover? I don't want to give it away. And like any good story, is there a happy ending?
You know, when you were asking that question, mostly I experience a lot of joy watching the play. I just saw bits of it yesterday. We're lifting up Winnie. We're lifting up the lives of everyday women and the struggles that they go through. We're lifting up the bonds that they have together and basically how they survive and make it through.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's a play that's really about healing, communion and healing, and people coming together, all of us coming together.
Who plays some of the other characters?
We have a phenomenal cast. We have Rami Chwene playing one of the women, Ayanda, Sibisi, Siasando, Papu, Pulani, Rampuana, And then we have Les Nkosi playing Prof Ndebele himself.
Gosh. And what sort of production goes into this? You can't just sort of start this 2 weeks ago. This is a whole evolution.
You know, it's an amazing question. And literally, I talked with Prof Ndebele about writing this 10 years ago. And so it was years of me working, talking with different actors, writing it. And then we now have the set people, the costume people, the audiovisual people, music people, the cast, a whole marketing team. You know, there's dozens and dozens of people been working on this for the last month, really, to bring it to all of you.
Oh, take us through the costumes. I mean, I'm from the 80s. So that must be quite something.
You know, I just got a glimpse. I come back and forth to South Africa, and I just got a glimpse yesterday, and they've done some throwback fashion, actually. Yeah, so I'm sure you'll recognize some of the looks. Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. Right, so tickets are still obviously available.
Yep, selling fast, but still available. Yeah,
And from Saturday until the 21st of next month, am I right?
Exactly, yes.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you so much, Alex. Oh,
thank you for having me.
Alex Berger, The Cry of Winnie Mandela. Why the cry? The cry?
Yeah.
Why the cry?
You know, I think it's a great, in some ways it is the cry, like it's tears. But as we know, tears are sometimes full of sadness, sometimes full of joy, and often full of both.
Oh, a lovely way to finish the show. Thank you, Alex Berger. And that does wrap up our time together. Have a fantabulous Easter weekend. It's 9 o'clock. 702 Podcast on PrimeMediaPlus.com.